welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you are joining me for the broadcast today. It's just a blessing to meet with you at the same time every day and just share whatever God has for us. I'm blessed, and I pray that you are and that you're encouraged in your walk with the Lord. We all need that. You know what? We'll never come into a place in our spiritual walk in Christ that we don't need encouragement. We need someone to just say, way to go. Or if we're, you know, if we're floundering, if we're not in such a good place, we need to hear that apt word, that choice word spoken in due season. As apples of gold and settings of silver, amen. We need just the right words that can comfort and counsel us. God uses us because we are His people. We're His voice in the earth. We have to speak the word of the Lord. We have to witness and share with others. Angels aren't doing that. Although, you know, I've heard some amazing testimonies that in the Middle Eastern countries where there's great persecution and Christians are not allowed to share. I mean, they're paying with their lives, that there are visions supernatural manifestations that are causing Muslims to turn to Christ. So praise God for that. But on the whole, God expects His body to do that work. Praise God. And where the body can't go, well, He's got other ways of reaching those whom He loves. Amen. But before I go into sharing the word of the Lord, I'm just going to be continuing on a message that I've been sharing on a personal vision of God that I'd like to just take a little bit of time. Sometimes I'm so rushed and hurried at the end of the broadcast, I don't like to spend time on anything that detracts from the amount of time that I have in sharing the word of God. But this is a ministry of correspondence. We've been raised up by God since 1965, and only my husband and I ever ministered in this correspondence ministry. The letters are all used personal and confidential, and that was our pledge before the Lord and to God's people. And so for many years now, Brother Glass has been with the Lord since 1997. Even before that, I was carrying on the ministry with him, but also working in the office and answering the mail. And it has become one of my life's joys. I recognize handwriting. And because it's a relatively small ministry, I really care. And I sometimes, even after I'm answering the mail, the Lord will bring someone to mind that I know by name. I can even quote addresses. Some folks have been with this ministry for decades, and so it's very personal. And if you need prayer, just know that, you know, I will put you on the mailing list, and I send out monthly letters. I don't beg for finances. The purpose of that letter is to encourage you, whatever God sends. And I always enclose something that's either humorous or something that would be inspirational. So, enough said. But I want to share a letter from a longtime partner, from a sister writing from Oakland. And she writes, "Dear Pastor Judith, I've wished that I could express my gratitude for all that you've done through the years. Your faithfulness blesses my soul. It also the encouragement that you continually give and the prophetic words from the Lord and the many precious promises are awesome. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers." And she closes her letter, "May God bless you and keep you. Love, a dear sister," writing from Oakland, California. Praise God. We had our church there for many years. Amen. Well, let's go to prayer. Father, right now I thank you, Lord, for every listener. I ask you, Lord, you to minister to them, Lord, regardless of what they're facing in whatever capacity, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, circumstantially. You will move in their circumstances. Lord, you said it is your will to meet all of our needs. And we have many needs, Lord, on many levels. And thank you, Lord, that you, out of your abundance supply, out of the riches of heaven, you are moving to minister and just encourage hearts, stir faith, stir hope, Lord. Lord, when hope comes, the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. And let that tree of life bear forth much fruit. Let the leaves, Lord, that which has been withered, has been dried up from lack of moisture. Lord, let those living waters just flow into their roots. Lord, we're supposed to be as trees planted by living waters, as oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. Even so, Lord, minister through your word. Let us take hope. Let us take heart in the word of the Lord, and let us understand, Lord, that which you've spoken to us is personally applicable to our lives. We love you, Lord, and we bless you, and thank you for your goodness and faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I've been ministering on a personal vision of God, and we looked a little bit at the life of Job, and basically, without having to go through the details, you know, if you've ever missed a broadcast, they are archived at unveiledchrist.org. You can listen at any time, and you can rehear any broadcast. But we were just briefly looked at the life of Job. He had much calamity, and God allowed it. He took away the hedge. Satan could do whatever he wanted to, but couldn't take his life. And through that, and he, you know, goes through a lot of heartache. His wife doesn't, you know, says, curse God and die. His friends just accuse him. Basically, Job, something's wrong. You wouldn't be in this place if you were doing right. And then God shows up and doesn't answer any of Job's questions, because Job said finally, you know, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. And he, to the end, through all that he went through, the physical pain of his sickness, the boils that he had, he was, you know, on an ash heap, scraping his boils, and the dogs would come and lick his sores. He still trusted in God. But he had a revelation of God, and he was changed by that. He said, now I see you with my eye. I used to hear you with my ear, but now I see you. And so on yesterday's, or the last broadcast, I shared that we begin to see what God sees when we have a vision of him. We're seated in heavenly places, and we need to get that eternal heavenly perspective. We need to have our vision come from the throne. Secondly, we are to feel what God feels. God's an emotional being, and he's given us his emotions that we can relate and care about others. We need to care about what he cares about, and he cares about people. You know, were you ever, you know, so emotionally impacted or just torn apart when you lost someone, when, you know, either through death or circumstances? That's a very hard thing. Well, God, in a sense, lost fellowship with man when sin entered the world, and he was moved with compassion. And Jesus, when he saw the multitudes, was moved with compassion, and he wanted to identify. His justice had to be satisfied. That's why a perfect ransom had to be paid by man. And aren't you glad Jesus became man and dwelt among us? Total God, total man. It's a mystery. We can't fully apprehend it, but it's reality. And because of his sacrifice, we can rule and reign with Christ. Philippians says that he took on flesh and he dwelt among us. And so, beloved, the longer you are in relationship with someone, isn't that true of lifelong friends perhaps you've had, or family relationships, the longer you know them, the longer you're in relationship with them, you care about what they care about. Isn't that true in marriage? Isn't that true with your children? You become intimately wrapped up in their lives. You care because you love them. Beloved, we have to have that same kind of compassion for the sinner, for the lost. They're not our enemy. You know, God has never called us to change their behavior. Are they uncouth? Are they unpleasant? Are they evil? Yes. But we're not called to change their behavior. We're just called to bring the good news to them, and God will change their behavior. I'll never forget years ago, back in the 70s, I was young and the Lord had just come along with others to, you know, this ministry. And Brother Glass had a beautiful a Lutheran church he was renting, the corner of 41st and Telegraph. And Those were the days of the mini skirts, and I can remember some, young ladies came in, and some of the elder ladies thought they were going to put them in order and said, you should, go home and change and get dressed for church and then come back. Well, unfortunately, they never came back, and needless to say, my brother Glass certainly took them to task. He said, don't ever do that again. And there was a circumstance, as I'm thinking of another couple young ladies that became part of the ministry. They came in mini skirts and they gave their heart to the Lord. And would you know, the next Sunday they came back with skirts that were down to their knees. There was a difference. So God, nobody had to say anything. God changed their heart. And beloved, that's what we need to do. We need to let God take care of His business. And then thirdly, because I'm sharing the four things that we'll do as a result of personal vision with God, excuse me, we'll begin to see what God sees, we begin to feel what God feels, and then we begin to do what God tells us to do. Isn't that true? Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, it's not information, but it's revelation. That's the important thing. So many people spend time running around to seminars, reading this book and that book. Not that that's wrong, but beloved, we need a revelation of God. Years ago, there was an old chorus we used to sing, I still have a vision of Jesus. I still believe His worth, His church shall be restored in a day just like the first, on the day of Pentecost, and greater things than these shall ye do. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord would say, I'm just going to obey God, beloved. Just open your heart to receive. The Lord would say to you, my beloved, I am your empowering. I am your inadequacy. I am He that will give you the words. I'm He that will fill your mouth. And there are those that I have placed in your circumstances, those in your circle of influence that you can begin to look at with new eyes. And as I open doors and as their hearts are prepared, lo, you shall be able to speak just the right word in season, and it shall minister to their hearts. Begin to pray. Pray for those who do not know Jesus, and allow me to use you not only in prayer but in witnessing to them, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the privilege that you've given us to be your mouthpiece, your hands and feet in the earth. And Lord, we receive that. We receive that anointing. We ask, Lord, for holy boldness, Lord, that you would anoint us with that which only your Spirit can give, even as you did to your disciples on the day of Pentecost. Well, my time has just flown by. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue this message. Thank you so much for listening, and not jot down that contact information, which the announcer is going to give in a moment. I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer needs and the Holy Spirit's moving on you, then there's a reason. Just write down, and you don't have to write a lot. I can read between the lines. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.